Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We don't sing anymore. We just kind of let the song do it. We just let the song do what it does, man.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Here we go. I'm
eastbound. Hey, I hate to be, you know, I just want to say, you know, I know this ain't the day to do it because we won, but Cowboys scored 7 points.
No, don't you dare. We got a celebratory day.
It wasn't like I was rooting for it, but I'm just saying. For all y'all cats out there that been DMing me, sliding my DMs, talking about my green beard, guess what? The Cowboys scored 7 points.
Yeah, we're going to move that line, though. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. The Eagles are NFC East champions, 41-7 over the Dallas Cowboys. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us all day long. We are here. We're celebrating an NFC's championship. A big win yesterday. The defense, as Hugh just referenced, bounced back in a big way. CJ, GJ, the quarterback play they got with two backups. Admirable yesterday. They played really well. And Hugh Douglas, the running back, who's going to become the biggest story now this week, starting right now. 31 carries, 167 yards, putting him just 100.
In rarefied air.
2K, he's 101 away from the all-time rushing record. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just because they're your kids don't mean you got to like them. I know that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot to say on the day after. I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, you don't like your kids all the time. Let's just be honest. Let's just keep it a bean. Sometimes your kids get on your
nerves. Kids are off this week. I'm just saying.
Some kids are all kids. Like, even if they're grown, they're still kids to you. And you ain't got to like them all the time. That's what I'm talking about. Even the little ones, you ain't got to like them all the time.
Okay. You know what I do like? I like this Eagles team right now. 13-3, a dominant effort. Hugh, yesterday, it was kind of a weird game where it started off where the Cowboys moved the ball down the field.
Like Kenny Two Gloves was looking kind of bad early on.
Well, I just mean the defense. Like CJ, yeah. GJ took it away, scored. But then the Cowboys go right back down the field. I mean, the first, 10 minutes of the game? The yardage in that game yesterday was Cowboys 100. Eagles zero. It felt like, what is going on? Yes, then you're right. The Eagles went three and out. They go three and out. Kenny Pickett, you know, got a little slow start there with the high throw to AJ, and then they check it down a game well. They run three times. You go into the beginning of the second quarter, and it's like, what's going on here? And then, Hugh, the avalanche came. The offense got going. I thought Pickett played really well in his,
Kenny Two Gloves.
He played really well. Playing through an injury, too.
I was there when it looked like it was going south. The fans were not happy. They were booing. They were a little upset. But when Kenny got going, then the offense was great.
Yep.
And it didn't miss a beat, man. And we got to remember, he was dealing with a rib injury.
A broken rib injury, which is obviously significant.
Yeah, yeah.
So he played well, and then McKee came in and played well. But Hugh, as that game went along, the story started to shift. You felt it. I felt it. We all felt it. So at some point, you felt like, all right, the game is over, right? The Eagles are going to win this game. It doesn't even – I mean, they're on their third-string quarterback, and they're throwing bombs against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are checked out. They're done. The Eagles are NFC's champions, right? So that's in the bag. And, Hugh, then it became about Saquon Barkley. And they ran him, and they ran him, and they kept running him to the fourth quarter, and he got over 2,000 yards. Hugh, 31 carries, 167 yards.
31 of them things.
And guess what's in focus now as we look forward?
Got 101 yards, dog.
It's there. It's right there. The record is there. Let me get on the record to start us off. And you're not going to be surprised about this because I've been on this for a month, and I fought Jolly about it a little while ago. I want Saquon Barkley to play. Not a question in my mind. And I know we'll go through all the pros and cons here, Hugh, about this. There's no question in my mind. Saquon Barkley should play on Sunday. The Eagles should let him run for the record and go into the history books. He's too close to deny him, just 101 yards away. This is not just a Saquon thing. The way I view this, This is a team achievement. It's an offensive line. It's an offensive achievement. And this season switched when they started to run the football. It's the story of their season. It's the story of the year. And I don't think it has to be a mutually exclusive thing that you don't play him and he's healthier and then you win the Super Bowl. I think you could try to thread this needle and do both. And it just strikes me that it's against the Giants. If this was against the Titans or the Colts, I don't know. It doesn't hit as much. This season started with the Eagles signing Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. It was the first moment of the new league year. And now this season ends with the Eagles as the number two seed going into the playoffs, NFC's champions, and Saquon can run for the whole thing. I see you on playing him on Sunday. Hugh, where do you come down?
Oh, no question about
playing
it.
Playing him?
Listen, I think back on the story. Shout out to my man, B. West. Because B. West had a year where he had 2,000 all-purpose yards. Mm-hmm. And I've told this story before, so it's no secret. Me and Ike were sitting in the press box when he did it. It was here, and he had 2,000 all-purpose yards. And I remember Ike saying it just like it was yesterday. You know, man, that's hard to do. He'll probably never be able to do that again. And it never happened again. Saquon Barkley is sitting on the precipice. I just wanted to use that big word.
That's a nice word, yeah. And he is on the precipice.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I'm only going to be here for one day, so I'm
going to hit you with those.
But he's on the precipice. He's at the pinnacle of becoming immortalized. He's already there. Let's be honest, because, you know, being in that 2,000-yard club, he's one of eight, you know, because he'll be the ninth. But he has a chance to be one of one and pass Eric Dickerson. I think that the Eagles kind of showed their hand yesterday. They gave this man 31 carries yesterday. He had 31 carries. So being 101 yards away, we talked about this a lot the last couple of weeks and how close is too close not to let him get after it. And I've always had in my mind somewhere from 100 to 90 yards.
And he's there.
He's right there. You got to let him do it. I understand that people say, well, what about the Super Bowl? So, listen, I get that. But you have to understand that Saquon Barkley, think about the career that he's had in New York. It's been tumultuous, to say the least. And I would be even bold enough to say that there are Giants fans that were Saquon Barkley fans that probably felt some kind of way about him when he left and came to Philadelphia that are secretly pulling for him, even though it's against their team.
I'm sure they are.
Because
he was the problem up there, obviously. Yeah, he's a great player.
Listen, the Giants fans right now, they're having an epiphany. And the epiphany is this. Your organization sucks. Like, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be cute. That's the reality that you're dealing with right now. Because you took a back number one overall with your pick that you had that year. Took him high. And people thought you were crazy for doing that. And a lot of people were on the fence about Saquon Barkley. You're starting to see what maybe the Giants saw, but they didn't have the right kind of structure, the infrastructure to allow him to be the guy that he is. Let him be great here in Philadelphia. So I guess what I'm trying to say is this. If any Giants players are listening, y'all going to Cancun next week anyway, go let that man get 100 yards. Man, lay down just this one time. I mean, it's a part of y'all culture anyway as far as, you know, the young cats anyway. You know, you got guys this year leaving games, not playing anymore. You got guys telling other people they tired. So the Giants, Big Sexy Dax and all the rest of them defensive players, do the right thing, man. Just don't play this weekend. Just let the man get 100 yards in the first half and let him sit 101, 102, and let him sit down. Just let him go ahead and do it, man. Y'all ain't playing for nothing.
Well, they're not. And you said do the right thing. And that's on the Eagles. That's on Nick Sirianni. Do the right thing. Let Saquon play. 215-592-9494. And I go back to this. Like, sports are meant to mean, they mean something to people. And I think about everyone that's going to be at that game on Sunday. If you're going to the game Sunday, you have tickets to this game Sunday. The game is meaningless. I mean, it literally is meaningless for the Eagles in terms of their seed. They're the number two seed in the playoffs. This is why we watch, to watch special things happen. And we've watched the arc of a special season here. It just would feel so empty if he gets this close and they don't give him the opportunity. Like, if he plays and he doesn't get there, that's life, right?
Yeah,
that's sports.
That means because you had the shot.
Yeah, right. And I think he'd get there because the Giants are terrible and they have nothing to play for, like you said, and they can't stop the run. He'll get there if they play. But if he went for it and didn't get it, I could live with that.
He could live with that, too.
I'm sure he could, because they tried. What would bother me as a fan is if they don't give him the opportunity, and we just sit here and say, Well, I think he would have broke the record. Like, think about great moments in sports over the years with record breaking. You remember them.
Yeah.
And I think there's been this thing out there that you can't do it because what if something bad happens? And look, something bad could happen. I'm not trying to pretend players can't get hurt. They could. If you sit them down, they won't get hurt. If you play, they could. But also, it doesn't mean they're going to. The Eagles have had a lot of games this year where their offensive line has come through fully healthy, and Saquon's come through fully healthy. They're not. It's not mutually exclusive. Just because you sit doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl. Just because you play doesn't mean you're not going to win the Super Bowl. I want to see this guy play on Sunday and get this record. 215-592-9494. I think he's earned it. He has earned the right to play. And deep down, I know he's not going to say it this week. We'll hear from Saquon here. I think he wants it, and I think this team wants it. I think the old line wants it, Hugh.
He does. I mean, listen, man, this is a rare feat. And to be 102 yards.
101.
Well, it's 101 to tie, right?
No, I think it's
101 to beat it. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, well, to be that close, and we know he's been money for that the last couple of weeks, let him go. Let him go, man. And I know people say, well, you know, he can get hurt. Man, hell, you can get hurt crossing the street. I've been watching videos since I've had time off of people just getting hit walking across the street.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something to do. It's just something to do. I mean, it's the algorithm. But anyway, my point is this.
It's not blaming the algorithm.
No,
it's your algorithm.
Yeah, but you make your
algorithm.
I don't know how I get to some
of
these spots.
Well, you viewed
You're
something.
You're the one spending time watching those videos.
I'm like, how did that happen to D? And I get another video.
Well, because you watched the first one, and then it thinks you want this. All right, never mind.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, just let him play, man. I mean, let the chips fall where they may. And I understand that people are talking about the Super Bowl and all this other stuff. What dream is closer right now for this team? Is it Saquon Barkley's rushing title, or is it the Super Bowl?
Well, it's the
right
title,
now, it's
right?
The title.
Yeah, of course.
Right now, it's the title.
They got to win four more games to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you try to get both. I think this is one of them situations where you try to get your cake and eat it too.
I agree, and I think back to some of those times with the Patriots during their run as a dynasty. They played in the final week. They went for records. They were undefeated. They didn't have anything to play for when they were undefeated except history, and they went for it, and they got it. Now, I know they didn't win that particular Super Bowl, but I don't think it's because they played the last week. They got a record for Randy Moss, a record for Tom Brady. They got the record for wins. They went for it. I think you owe it to the player. You owe it to the team. You owe it to the fans to go for this record. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Saquon after the game. Talk about his perspective right now on this and obviously bigger things to come.
I'm not, you know, overly trying to go get it. I'm not scared of it. Like, I would love to, but at the end of the day, also we got bigger things that we're focusing on. Nice. And we're able to clinch the division right here.
Nice!
Whether it's we play next week or not and rest, I'm fine with that too, because I didn't come here and sign here just to, rush for 2,000 or break a record. I want to do something special, and it's meaning special with the team.
That is a special thing. Like, Saquon ain't doing – Saquon lying, man. I mean, I love him to death. But that's one of those things where you say all the right things in that because you are in a position to win the Super Bowl. But, man, you don't go out and buy what? 12 go-karts, golf carts, and you're this close, you appreciate what they've done for you.
Of course. You know what I heard there? I heard there a guy that's saying the right thing, but I think you can almost, you were yelling lies. Sometimes you could hear through something.
Yeah.
Like he's saying, I'm not overly wanting this. The way I viewed that is him saying, it's okay if they sit me down, but
yeah, he's trying to do the right thing for the squad.
Well, I don't think he wants to put pressure on the team and the coach to play him and play the whole line just because of his record. But I hear that through what he's saying. He wants this thing. He, of course, he does. He's earned the right to play for it. Let's hear Saquon talking about how this is now up to Nick Sirianni.
It's up to Nick, to be honest, and whatever his decision is, I'm all for it. If his mindset is, we'll go out there and try it, and I'll go out there and try it. But his mindset is, let's rest and get ready for, this run, then I'm all for that too. And I'm not just saying that because a camera's in my face or a mic's in my face. I really mean that. I came here to do something special, and obviously breaking a record special. But I want to be part of. I want a banner up there, and I think we all do.
You already got a banner. You want a ring. I'm not trying to be that guy. I know he's trying to say all the right things, but you want a ring because you got a banner. You got the banner. Back-to-back NFC East champions. You want the ring, and I get that. Like what I was talking yesterday, T-shirt and hat day. They got the T-shirt and the hat.
It was Saquon's first T-shirt and hat day.
Yeah, yeah. So it's something that you want to do, man. This is one of those things that, and there's no disrespect to anyone that did not play the game, but this is something that it's kind of hard to fathom because I understand wanting to win a Super Bowl. Hell, I was there, and I didn't win one. But to be in a position to potentially do both and have one that's right there staring right at you, 101 yards, man. This cat has been money for at least 120 every week. What was the line yesterday for his over rushing yards? 111?
111 and a half, yeah.
That should tell you everything that you need to know. And I haven't seen the line this week.
So it's not up yet.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be at 115 or something crazy.
I'll tell you exactly where it's going to be.
What is it going to be? 100 and what?
It's going to be 101 and a half because that's what he needs to break the record.
That's smart.
They're going to pull him right off the field as soon as he breaks the record.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart because you can't imagine what all of this, and I'm not just talking about the record. I'm talking about being here with this team. I'm talking about being in a position to be in the Super Bowl. You can't imagine what that means to him right now.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it means a ton. And I'm sure on top of it, I don't think you could take emotion out of this. It's the Giants. He watched, as we all did on Hard Knocks, that GM up there basically laugh off the idea of him leaving and laugh off the idea of him going to the Eagles. He says all the right things. He seems like a really nice guy. Deep down, there's a competitive spirit in there that wants to shove it to them. And he has all year. But like, he wants to show them, like, not only did you let an excellent player go, you let the best go. Like, you let the all-time rushing leader walk out the door. Let's hear from Sirianni on his decision-making process this week.
What is CJ been with your goals being bigger? I mean, you haven't been keeping track of players and their records. Saquon, next week, he said, going for it would be up to you. What do you think about
that? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. A lot needs to play out. We'll see where we are in a couple of days.
What do you think factors are thinking about that?
There's a lot that goes into it. And like I said, there's some things that, you know, we'll see it. We'll watch some games tonight, see how things are going, and then we'll do what we need to do. What's right for the I always got to do what's right for the football team to reach our goals of what we need to do. And like I said, I got a lot to think about, and I'm gonna enjoy this, and then I'll think about it tonight at some point.
He does have a lot. This is not just about rest versus Russ versus the playoffs versus a bye. There's the locker room stuff. The season changed when they started to run the football. There's a lot here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's discuss it. Should they let Saquon play? Kyle, what are you feeling? Is this a official show movement? Let Saquon play.
Of course, yeah. They should absolutely let Saquon play. I heard a ton of players yesterday. A lot of them, I'd say like 95% of them, sounded like they wanted to see Saquon get the record. Saquon, I know he's going to say the right things. I think deep down he wants to get the record. And I bet you most of the fans we talked to today are going to want to see him get the record.
Yep.
Like, that should matter to Nick Sirianni. I understand that there's risk involved and everyone's thinking about the worst case scenario and stuff. But like, think about the best case scenario. This isn't an either-or proposition of break the record or Super Bowl. You could have both. You could have neither. And just thinking about the best-case scenario where you get both, you not only are a team that did break the record or not only a team that won the Super Bowl, you are the rushing record holder that won the Super Bowl. You almost put yourself in a different echelon of Super Bowl winners. You are a remembered Super Bowl team. Like, this is huge for the legacy of the Philadelphia Eagles and this team. And like, I think, like, you mentioned that sports are supposed to be meaningful. Sports are supposed to be fun at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. This is fun. To see Saquon go for this record, it would be an awesome thing to watch. Like, I would be glued to my TV seeing if he can get this record. That's, at the end of the day, what this should all be about. So I don't think we need to be cowardly and sit him just because we're scared of him getting hurt. Like, let's think about what good can come of it. And I think it would be like one of the best feelings as an Eagles fan to see this.
There's no question. And I think for Sirianni, this is a big moment. I mean, he's a player's coach. These players want to go for it. I think it's a big test for him. And I want to see him let him play for it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington, who's first up this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Jeff, good morning. How are you feeling, buddy?
It's too close not to go for it. We did all year long. We won games mainly because of his running ability.
Yep.
And the offensive line. And it would be a disservice, I think, to the offensive line and the rest of the team and us as fans to just Like, nah, I don't think so. There's no way, dude. Get him just 1 yard over and get him out. That's all he needs is one more yard.
So, Jeff, I'm glad you mentioned
101 yards.
Yeah, so he's 100 behind him right now. So 101, he clears him. Yep, 101.
Yep.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, that the offensive line, like, you know, this is not like baseball or basketball where it's an individual thing, right? Like a home run hitter going for a record like McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, whatever, back in the day. That's all them, right? Like, this is a team thing. This is an O-line and running back thing. I think it's more than just Saquon. Those offensive linemen and Jeff Stoutland, like, they all feel like they're a huge part of this, and they are. I think it would be a disservice to them, and it would be Sirianni overthinking it if he doesn't let these guys try for this.
It might be the most ultimate team sport or team record in sports when you think about it, because it takes not only him but 10 other guys and anybody else that played with them during that time period. You know, it could be, you know, backups or whatever, and a coaching staff to conceive it. So I just think you got to go for it. Look, he could have gotten hurt in the first game of the season. I don't put that in. That's not part of my formula, or that's not part of my reasoning to not play him, because any of these guys can get hurt at any time.
Right, and it's reasonable. And, like, Jeff, if it wasn't, if he was still 250 yards away, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call, it's a different story, right? Then you're kind of signing up for at least, I don't know, 40 carries on average to try to get there, or 35. Like, man, that's a lot. Hugh, he's 101 away.
101, I mean, man. And we talked about
this. He'll do it. I mean, he will do it if they let him go for it on Sunday. I believe that.
Yeah, I do too. And I think because he's going to be juiced.
Yep.
It's his old team. And that offensive line is going to try to move the crowd, man, to make it as easy for him as possible, because we all know what could potentially happen. But, hell, you can get hurt anytime.
Well, you can also be smart about it. Get it early. Get them out. And you have to be strategic about who you're sitting anyway. You can't sit 22 starters. Some players are going to play on Sunday. You could sit some of the defensive guys, start the O-line, start Saquon, and then pull them off the field after the record. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Let's hear from a couple Eagles next. One that says he'll push for Saquon to go for it, and one with a bit of a different perspective on this whole thing. Plus, how the win over the Cowboys sounded right here on WIP. We have a montage. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record? We all say yes. It is a show movement. You in or you say no? Where are you